Okay.
All right, this is a special session of the Gunnison City Council held at noon on, it's March 16th, 2020, in the council chambers on the second floor of City Hall at 201 West Virginia. It is called for special orders dealing with a local disaster emergency declaration and discussion of city facility operations. Those are the only topics that can be dealt with today. I'll let the city manager preface our meeting.
Again, as the mayor said, two items for you. One, a emergency declaration, and I'll ask Kathy to kind of review how that's done, what the powers and implications of it are. And then, if so desired by council, there could be a follow-up on that where you would have a council resolution potentially next week.
Right. So the emergency declaration process is a statutory process by state statute. So it's set up the way it is because that's what the statute requires as far as the manager signing it. But it can only be in place for 7 days unless it's extended or modified by the action of you guys. So this would make the declaration. It's probably helped since now there's a national declaration that's been made. And it's not going to make any immediate changes to the city or how it's operating financially or otherwise, but it may down the line help quite a bit as far as recouping costs and those things, just depending on how long this goes. So Russ is looking for direction from you to authorize his signature, and then we would need to have a meeting within 7 days if you wanted the emergency declaration to remain in effect.
Can that be Tuesday's regular meeting?
Yeah. As long as, what is today?
Monday. Today's Monday.
Is that any big deal? I mean, there'd be a...
7 days is important. I mean, you could do another one, I suppose, but we still have to have a meeting.
If I signed it tomorrow?
Sure.
Anyway, I'm just thinking, we're going to have loads of meetings.
Is 7 days the minimum or the maximum?
No, max. That's max.
Yeah, that the max it can be in place. And it doesn't, it's not specific to business days, it's just days.
Yeah.
So I would say you need another meeting before Tuesday unless you don't want to do a declaration until Wednesday.
It means I gotta sign another order.
So we could have another quick special meeting on Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. And I know this is what we're talking about, but I would recommend adding in the opportunity to be able to do an electronic meeting.
Okay.
To just the way
agenda.
This thing is going.
Yep.
So I had that as another kind of a question for council as a follow-up.
Yeah.
The other thing maybe to acknowledge, any additional powers, authorities, responsibilities,
well,
does this do from a practical standpoint?
From a practical standpoint, not very much. We did add in, and it's the second that in the declaration, that the council is authorized to exercise its authority as the Board of Health and Safety of the city. That's in there a little bit intended just to protect the city in the event of what might be deemed, could be deemed overarching county exercise of authority. And that also is a statutory right of the county to come into a municipality and issue orders such as they have if there isn't an existing Board of Health and Safety in that municipality. So our charter defines that we have one and that it's you guys. Right now, I don't think that matters too much because I think that people seem to be pretty in line with steps that have been taken, but it may be important down the road.
I just affirm that. We're shoulder to shoulder now.
Yeah.
But that also puts this into effect with the declaration, in total effect, which is the emergency plan that we put in, voted in last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if the council is interested in looking at that, we have one copy and they are signed copies out, but I'm happy to share it with you. So that's my responsibility to make sure that you're comfortable with what's in there. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
this, do we have that? Was that part of a agenda?
Yeah, it was actually done on April of last year.
Yeah, and we got, there was...
There are things that are redacted out of the version that you had.
Yes.
There are phone numbers in this.
Okay. But what I would have on file would...
What you have on file would cover everything except who is named in there at the prison.
Can we get that electronically to Bo and Diego so they can review it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erica, did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But I wanted to bring that
up. Maybe
on.
Just everybody in case
yep.
you don't have
yep.
it.
Yep. We'll make sure you all get it.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
All right. The first order of business is the local emergency declaration.
I don't have an agenda, so.
Okay. Can we flip to the action item?
So 7 days is next Monday soon enough?
Yes. Yeah, that's as far as we can go.
Okay.
So then 8 days?
So we add motion.
Well, it'd be on the 7th.
No, it's, yeah. So on the 7th day, Tuesday would be day one in my book.
Is it? I would think today would be day one if you signed in it today.
Who's that?
Beautiful.
Common voice, huh?
But.
What's going on?
Sunday, stay 7.
That's what I'm thinking. If you sign today, Sunday's just 7.
Right, right.
It means, is it a 24-hour period from today or days?
I call it days, but for some reason, technology is also not working for me.
we could do it on Friday.
We could do it
all
on
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
We'll figure that one out
okay.
when we call.
Just as long as we don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely do it Friday, and that would
that
resolve all
you.
The. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll probably do it.
So to be clear, on Friday would the council be doing or Monday? Would it be a resolution?
Yes.
So
yeah, we can continue that.
From a notice standpoint, we would just need to do that appropriately.
We have to have the resolution published as well. Okay.
Great. Then, if okay, I'll move to.
Yep.
I'll move to direct the city manager to sign the local disaster emergency declaration for the city of Gunnison.
I'll second the motion.
Any additional discussion or questions? Hearing none, Erica.
Freeburn?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
Galwix?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Plata?
Yes.
So carried.
Just a procedural idea. We'll begin in earnest tomorrow. The opportunity is today for a 2:30 briefing. One idea might be on Friday. We noticed that we do the 2:30 briefing and then you know, we also schedule, you know, first item would be the briefing, second item could be a resolution of the city council.
Okay. I know we've had various discussions about health and safety of our operations and...
Could you flip to the power?
Oh, yes, sorry.
We may need to do some things around senior meals and some things of that nature.
Yeah, let me, since we did a variety of briefings, meetings this morning, it's been a flurry, as you can imagine, and every day is different. I thought first to give you some context to this, just where are we today, which is a little bit different than Friday, but just to bring you up to speed that I think would give you some context. So what we're looking for this item is we want to first share shifts, changes in city operations, get your feedback on it, make sure you're comfortable with it. This is from experience, except this is going to be a whole lot longer, where we need to move quickly in some certain circumstances, but we're also going to balance that and try and use our best judgment to make sure that we're balancing the important policy-related things off of you and the things just from a practical standpoint that could light up your phones. So trying to give that information to you proactively and make sure your voice is heard in that. So let me just kind of hit a few things. So we're starting today kind of with city operations, and I'll have a slide that kind of explains what that means. So there, we have one emergency operating center that's managing operations, you know, for the valley and making orders. And I just got a brand new order a minute ago that just popped in. and we can look at it together and see what it says. So today, so that exists, but we're also, we have day-to-day operations of city operations that we have to maintain. And again, from experience, when things get hectic, and I've done this before for special, large special events where you've got 30,000 people in your community and you got to support them, but you still got to do the day-to-day stuff. So we're going to ICS for our day-to-day operations, and it's just a way of managing a faster tempo and pace on a day-to-day basis, and to also make sure we're plugged in and we're working with in sync with the emergency operating center. So on a daily basis, we're going to identify what are some key objectives, and these are aligned to the EOC's objective. Key one right now is we're doing everything in our power to increase containment so that our medical community is not overwhelmed. Protecting city personnel, as you can imagine, you know, even over the weekend, I sent you one email on recycling. That's a specific issue. And we got medical advice. So just want to give you a sense, got a call about recycling. There's already other questions like this. Is we get a question like that, and the good thing now is we have direct connection to medical professionals, so I can bounce it off of them real time. What do you think? Are we just being nervous Nellies, or is this real? How should we react? So protecting city personnel is critical. The challenge I've given to people is maintain our normal operations, except where we cannot find mitigation or reasonable tools to protect ourselves. So that might mean doing the exact same things, but you know, we've got somebody that's very, you know, they're very vulnerable to disease, and they can do their whole job at home, even respond to phone calls, city hall, limiting access, you put your bills and then you can call. So we're trying to do things like that to protect our personnel because we know we got to protect them to continue to provide service. Really, really watching dispatch. We cannot afford to lose a dispatcher. So a lot of what I can anticipate we're going to talk about very real time is prudent measures as things change to protect our employees so we can continue to serve the community. Protecting seniors is a high goal. An important goal for both the EOC, and we have some responsibility for that with Young at Heart. As of Friday, they said, we don't feel comfortable managing this operation. City, can you take it over? And I'd like to recommend that we do take it over. So continue, and then we got to continue to provide critical services to the community. Each department, and we updated it, well, we really created it last week. In theory, we had something like this, but it wasn't real. But we updated it, and the question to the department is, if we're dealing with this, what are the most important things that we got to do, particularly from a customer standpoint? So if we only have so much finite amount of time, what do we got to do? And what can we, say, put off to the side? So each department did that, and so that's something that we're now taking a hard look at. That's not to say, though, that there are still some critical things that are strategic priorities for the council that we're still doing, such as our crews are still out right now beginning work on the safe routes because we've got that grant money, we've got a time frame, and we have availability of people right now today to begin, and they're removing trees, so that might be one you get a phone call on. The other piece is communication. We're going to be, and Erica's, I got to compliment her. She's jumped into communications with the EOC. She's kind of learning through a fire hose. I think she's liking it, but she's learning a lot. She's probably tired. So she and Melissa are still, have got to communicate for city operations. So if we stop recycling, we need to communicate that appropriately to our customers. So those are key objectives. Just want to hit on this. Let's see if I can make this bigger. So this is just us kind of realigning ourselves around incident ICS, incident command systems, kind of based on what we already do. So again, I want to have an employee say, are you doing two leadership systems and they're going to conflict? Nope. There's one emergency operating system. This is just to manage our day-to-day functions to serve you and the community and what our traditional roles are, but with some twists. So again, line of succession, and again, you guys get a say on this. I work for you. If I suddenly fall down, and that's happening. We've got two council members in CB that have quarantined themselves. If I get it, Keith's next in line. If Keith gets it, Ben would be next in line right now. Keith is going to play a couple different roles, be the liaison for the EOC, so he'll come in, kind of give us a briefing on what's happening with the EOC. He's also going to continue to do his day job and protect public safety along with Hugo. I might just ask Keith, you know, if you have any questions, he's here. We'll kind of make this fast. But again, he's gotten a clear message that we really need to step it up in terms of presence. Keith, anything you want to say to that in terms of police presence or security?
Just we're seeing stuff on Facebook as well as the meeting I had at 10 with the other law enforcement agencies. We're noticing and hearing, again, through social media, that there's no cops around, so people are speeding. We had a burglary over the weekend that is not typical in what was taken.
They took all the cigarettes and no money.
So we're changing, at least within Gunnison, we're going to change our patrol schedule, our staffing levels, and coordinating with the other agencies to basically we're going to the same mode. This may be a negative, but we're going to the same mode as we did when Hell's Angels was here. We're setting up one command structure for law enforcement in the valley, and all are cooperating and working together.
So. Do you think that we'll have any need or any circumstances which may create the need to have additional law enforcement people from outside the county, in the county?
Why don't you speak to that in a broader way, too?
A broader way? Everybody else in the state is starting to hit the same thing we've got.
Yeah.
So we've been told don't count on it, even if we ask for it. But everything I'm seeing now, we're not having a real law enforcement issue. We're just still having to support this as a medical situation and be more of a presence, more to keep the community calm and assured that, you know, this isn't the end of the world.
Others planning, again, natural. One of the functions in ICS is planning, and so Anton will take some responsibility, just kind of documenting what did we agree to do yesterday, what's a priority today, and just documenting kind of where we've been, where we're going. And that's just to kind of create structure when we do get together. Finance, logistics. Finance is going to do really an important job, particularly for us, me, you, to maintain financial accountability. Does not go out the door. In fact, we step it up in terms of making sure that the dollars we're spending are appropriate, that they've been well vetted, that, you know, Keith just had an example. Somebody tried to, you know, order a large gas container. Well, we're fine on gas. There's no problem for it. It wasn't us. It was another entity. So finance is an important place in this, making sure that we're documenting what we spend, that we have the best possible opportunity to ask for reimbursement. They're also going to take a role which could change. It usually is a different person or group. Is logistics, is, you know, again, just being the point person. If we're ordering something, that we need something, taking stock and making sure we really do need it, that you know, the command structure that I know about it, if we're spending real money, and that it's also aligned to EOC. The other thing they're going to do, which I did coordinate with the EOC, is I asked, is anybody calling Safeway City Market? And just how are things going there? And so they said, please, could you do that, city? And so I'm going to ask the finance department to also just touch base regularly with, you know, particularly our big grocery stores. Operations, kind of what they do anyway. Keep the water, keep the garbage going. Community welfare, this is something different. So Joni and I began talking about what do we do with the community? It's a beautiful day. There's a lot you can still do outside. How do we deal with mental health? And so we've got a rec center that's closed right now, and tasking Jenny Baylor to be kind of our branch leader for fun. and begin brainstorming what are things families can do, individuals can do to get outside or stay inside if they need to, and just remind us of board games, things you can do. Nine News had an interesting little thing on that, and so she's going to work with the Parks and Rec director up in CB, and they'll come up with a number of ideas, add to them, and then kind of push that out through our public information. Art and Anderson's doing a phenomenal job in terms of volunteers. We're going to need more. Sustainability of this is something, when you saw it Saturday, the gang that's in there is getting tired. And Arden's doing a phenomenal job, and I'm so glad we got him, to connect volunteers to jobs and needs. And I chatted with him. We need volunteers within the city, but also a point person to not only help us with volunteers, but help supply him with volunteers. We'd like to propose, if somebody's volunteering with EOC, if you're comfortable with it, I'm kind of looking for real-time head nods, is supporting that individual, paying them if they're, I mean, with Keith and I, so dang blurred now, I don't know. We're going to try and keep track of time. But if an employee is not needed for a critical function like Parks and Rec and they are willing to volunteer, we'd like to pay them to do that. Thank you. Okay. And we just got a volunteer coordinator. It'll be Patricia White. And then another thing I'm asking Anton to do, and this has already begun, is we got to begin to think about recovery. This is going to be long. First goal for him, he's learning about this kind of real time and with this, but I think it's a natural fit, is first just communicating with our business community. You know, how are you doing? We know what you're, you know, dealing with. What are the problems today? What are the issues? You know, an order just came out. Do you understand what it means? If it's not clear, we'll try and get you clarification. So working with Celeste businesses, and then working with the Ice Lab, they want to be helpful, and let's begin to kind of really delineate what can we do for businesses, what's coming. There's a bill right now in the House of Representatives for employers, I don't know if it applies to municipalities, 500 and less to help pay for lost wages during this event. So making sure we're on top of what's coming out from both the feds, the state, and making sure we're pushing that information to our businesses. Right now, today, this is scary. You know, both the mayor and I, you know, probably scared my wife going out and purposely eating. And you're hearing the gamut of things from we should close down to, boy, at least let us do deliveries. Diego and I were on a phone call kind of talking about this yesterday. But they're nervous, and they have every right to be. At least we want to try and get them as good information as possible. So I just wanted to stop with this. This is kind of how we're aligning ourselves. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
I mean, this is going to evolve. This is something that I created last night, early this morning, and we've gone through it with the departments. Okay, thank you.
So,
in the order.
And I'll get to kind of this. Oh, I'm sorry.
We probably, if we're going to deal with the senior lunches, we would probably need a motion from
council. I would appreciate that.
In essence, we need to transfer them to employees of the city, as I understand it, and provide a service which is going to be even more critical in the coming days and weeks as we go down the line. So what's council's pleasure on that particular issue?
Motion to maybe direct the city manager to hire the three cooks would be the action. The three cooks and bring them on as city staff, at least temporarily. So use moved. The word temporarily.
So moved as temporary employees.
Second.
Any questions?
I'm sorry, who made the motion?
Jim.
Okay, thank you.
And Mallory. Any other questions? Any other discussion? And today, the senior procedure of meals has been taken care of, and that was done admirably by Joanne Stone. So Wednesday will be when we go into effect. Mm-hmm. Erica.
Miles?
Yes.
Gelwicks?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Latta?
Yes.
Freeburn?
Yes.
So carried.
Question here is, should we motion as well for the use of city funding to pay? You stated some people may volunteer, but would need,
resourcing the resources. Yeah.
Good.
And I don't think there's anything today, could be different tomorrow, that maybe is formal, but I got a couple other things I want to run by you and make sure you're comfortable with.
One of those topics going to be cessation of some services like recycling?
Yes. Yeah. Right now, recycling's next on the list. So I've, again, challenged the departments. What can we continue to maintain? And can we think through a safe way to do it? And I bounced this question over the weekend off our health professionals. And they kind of, given how we do it, which is all by hand, you have bottles, they couldn't think of a safe way to do it, and the recommendation was to cease operations for 2 weeks.
And is Recycle Center going to stay open as far as
Today it is. So the communication would be, we're stopping recycling. We also can't get the protective equipment right now. It's being rationed to, well, we can't even, maybe, I think we just had a delivery today, but yeah, it would be essentially stopping it for 2 weeks, put the recycling, either take it to the recycling center or put it in the garbage. We do not want people to accumulate it, though.
Yeah. Are we looking at the 30th or the 6th of April?
I'd just say roughly 2 weeks, and it's something we'll have to probably revisit then. I'd rather, I mean, if you're comfortable, run this by you versus formal motions, because there's going to be other things that'll be time sensitive.
Okay.
And I just, please trust me to run the important things by you.
Yep.
But are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely.
Action now?
But just one suggestion is, if we can, it seems like that in things that are more broadly being distributed on a national level, that one of the communication techniques is to try to say, on X date, we'll reevaluate or it's suspended. I'm going off of that notion, and where possible, obviously there are things where it's, you know, or leased or something like that.
Yep.
You need to.
We're also trying to say things more in the affirmative versus the negative.
Yep.
So that's where we can. There was also a good discussion this morning about wastewater treatment plant. This would be dealing with Gunnison Gold, dealing with samples. They're actually thinking about it. What are some ways we could simply collect money, put it in a box, keep it going? That's one thing I already heard. Hey, it's turning nice. I'd like to begin gardening. I can do that outside. So that would be an example where we got some initial feedback. Hey, could we close down public access to the wastewater treatment plant? But then after discussion, they kind of went back and said, let's think about that a little bit more and maybe think about, are there some safe ways? Somebody gives us a check. We see the check. It goes into a box, but I don't have to touch it, you know, and be right in front of a customer. So there's some things like that that are being discussed. Next, just virtual meetings for council. Usually strong feelings. Your colleagues in the Upper Valley have done a resolution. You've done that resolution for at least Mount CB. I just wanted to gauge your interest. So what this would do is, if A, you fell ill or got quarantined, maybe you were physically fine and you were quarantined, but you couldn't join us, you could do that. You became uncomfortable about being in this room together, it would give you that option to beam in. And we're now using this tool Zoom that is used around. But just wanted to ask your opinion.
So, and it only applies in a situation like this. It's not set up for, you know, someone's out of town or something like that.
One thing about it. In discussing with people who are not at the Saturday meeting, There was a great differential in terms of what people were able to hear via Zoom, and that, and it's very difficult for you to try to break in to get. I only got part of that, so I say if we do it, we do it very judiciously and very cautiously, because that was essentially Dell Schmidt who was having, and he was on there from the very start, so he had a good connection. It wasn't one that was trying to fit how many Zoom connections you can have. So I just want to call that attention. That was something that happened Saturday, and that was obviously high interest.
If I may, on the use of virtual meetings, I support the notion. One concept that may be worth adding as far as process goes is starting out with a 5-minute buffer to ensure everybody is on, everybody can hear, and if you can't hear, it's important right at the get-go to communicate that, otherwise it's going to spill into the meeting and then we forget about you. Not wanting to, but that just happens. So.
Yeah, at the Saturday meeting, they admitted that was their first time using Zoom, so.
Yeah, it's learning.
We were learning real time there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've also,
but that's still,
I've also expected. Been around it for 15 years, and when you hit a certain number of people, you actually start cutting each other out, and there is a limit. So.
The other part of that is you're already beginning to hear it, is people are now using this technology for, which we've, again, there's so much value having somebody here in the room, but in this environment, the public being able to continue to participate and still comply with orders.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of them.
So this,
I'm in favor of the virtual meeting.
Would you like us to present a resolution to you? We could actually do it sooner, too. I mean, if we're having a meeting on Friday.
We could do it on Monday.
It could be the
Friday.
First order of business on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Is that council okay with that?
Yep.
And will that be an ordinance?
No, it's a resolution. There's nothing currently in the town's charter that says you have to be sitting here in this room. It's just always been the policy that you have to be sitting here in this room. So I think, at least for now, we're fine with the resolution. And I don't know that anyone has a lot of favor in wanting to put something
permanent.
Yeah, because the idea is that, in general, we meet in the public area.
And I guess that would also be something I think I would, for comfort level, that it doesn't extend, that it really be something to be in operation while the state of emergency is in place.
Yeah, I don't have the draft in front of me right now, but basically if you or Russ were to say that something of this nature, like a pandemic or emergency situation where a quorum can't be obtained in person. So it really has limited application. And I also added in Planning Commission this morning, just in case.
Okay, so we'll consider that on Friday, 2:30. The other thing, again, don't need to do any action, it's just to put on your radar screen, is capital projects. Ben and I began talking about this before, and we kind of said, we looked at the sensitivity of where we went up and down. This probably doesn't have any precedent. I'm not saying we should be alarmed. I'm still hearing from some economists that we'll end the year better, but and it's probably worth at least us reviewing before we commit dollars, particularly, the Palisade $2 million project. That's general fund dollars where you have all the flexibility in the world. Kind of with what we know today, do we want to commit it? So that's just something that I'd like to discuss with you before we commit those dollars, sign a contract, take a look up and what's our reality today.
That was one of my questions coming in, if we are signing. Is there flexibility on that? Because with things, the outlook, it could get expensive here.
Totally agree. So I'm really going to ask David not to sign that contract until we stick our heads up next Tuesday and have a chat with you.
Yep.
Because we have that flexibility.
And that'll be an agenda item on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think keeping our business community in mind, if they're reading all of these orders and closing doors, and then at the same point we're sending $2 million to repave streets.
I understand.
We need to keep our...
Yeah, there's the perception of that, too. Mm-hmm. And so that's the other reason. Keith, this just came in. This is fresh off the press. Have you had a chance to read it?
What's kind of the second amended order?
A is pretty significant. All events of 10 people or more, including employees and attendees, are prohibited. But it looks like you still have this exemption
for civic.
I assume that's still in there.
There's exemption for grocery stores and such.
Except for City Market, Safeway, Walmart, Clark's, but retail stores are closed.
Restaurants can only do delivery and takeout.
What about liquor stores?
Liquor stores are open. Marijuana is open.
I don't think so. Is there a retail store?
Yeah, it's a.
It says packaged liquor stores and marijuana dispensaries may continue to operate so long as they are otherwise in compliance with this order.
And this came out about an hour ago.
Yeah. So we've been in meetings. And that was. So I assume restaurants.
Takeout.
Okay, so takeout is.
Or delivery.
Okay. So that was kind of the appeal in a phone call yesterday, is that if they did this, I think we learned loud and clear this weekend, you have a lot of people, not just seniors. I got an IT director that's very reliant on restaurants just to feed himself. So appreciate that's in here. So this is fresh off the press. We'll shoot it to you. The Friday orders created a lot of questions. Particularly the question was 60 and over. This kind of makes things a little bit more black and white.
That's an idea for Parks and Rec, easy cooking classes.
Mike just has to remember where his stove is located.
But the community center is closed.
You could do that virtually.
I'm not virtual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's virtual. That's my mind frame right now.
Easy cooking tips for anyone. Okay, there's some people who read it.
My brother has a cooking book called A Man, A Can, and A Plan. It's about
we can do better than that.
I bet you've had one
blow up. Mr. Mayor, if I could just make sure, since things, am I missing anything out there that are significant policy questions right now for City Council?
I don't know if there's going to be financial impacts to the wastewater treatment plant, but several large-scale items are designed and developed in Europe.
Oh,
they require on-site setup.
So that's something...
Any travel bans.
Yeah. I mean, and I think we just got to deal with that reality as it comes, but, you know, I've asked Public Works, you know, for... That's something we got to be cognizant of for a big, huge capital project, and also being cognizant, Will has gotten some updates on, hey, X, Y, and Z items may not be shipped, may not be available. This might be your last time to buy something, so just to make prudent, good decisions. If we know something could break at any time and we have the option to get a part, maybe we get the part. But that's something we'll discuss. You know, big differences if it's $2,000 versus $100,000 part. So, again, that's just kind of an example of some of the issues we'll be dealing with in the future. I think that's all we had for you. Want to be respectful of time since we got a lot of time. The only other thing is 2:30, if you can. I bounced it off the attorneys, you know, about notice. The only thing that's going to happen at 2:30 is a briefing. You might have some advice, counselor. If legal said don't do it, but this might just be a practice. And then in the future, we'll figure out an appropriate way to notice this so you could, again, all electeds could beam in virtually. Hopefully works a little bit better today, too.
Yeah, I think Monday's the only tricky one. If we can just notice it, it's going to be every day, right?
Every
at 2:30, so just notice it until further notice.
This is we're asking now, do not come physically.
Is it the same Zoom link?
No, you should.
No, there's a conference call number.
I think I see.
Yeah.
Hold on.
There might be both, actually.
Today?
I'm just managing the email.
Quite honestly, there's a virus in technology as well.
Be careful about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mike has picked up that people are taking, and that happens in an emergency. People, unfortunately, which is horrible, people take advantage of the situation, whether it's cyber crime, real crime. But he's had several significant, and it may be seriously foreign entities that are just taking advantage of this to take advantage of the country. So just keep your guard up.
So there's Zoom and there's also a call-in number.
Okay, you see it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you advise council, should they participate or not participate today?
I think listening is one thing for today. I wouldn't certainly don't be communicating among yourselves, just call in and listen. And then just post as soon as you can, Erica.
Okay.
So we'll make sure it's posted for you so you can participate.
Mm-hmm. And you're sending us that link to the meeting?
I don't.
Yeah, this one came from Tiffany and Mount CB. I don't know if you've gotten
it.
I'll forward it to you right now. And
okay,
then,
thank you.
Yeah, if you could forward it to Erica or council.
I'll just send it to Erica and she'll be in charge.
The game today, the rest was good. They're doing, there's been some up valley, down valley stuff, but they're doing actually really good together and operating well, and everybody now. You know, Keith probably sees some things that probably frustrated, but at a 50,000 foot level, I think people are working well together. So the other thing too is we're kind of out on the front of this. NPR 5:30 in the morning as I was coming in, this is national, not Colorado, National Public, started off with a piece about 1918, and then kind of there was a quick mention, and it looks like they're out on the front again. So we're sharing what we're doing with the rest of the state, but we're definitely in uncharted territory. But so far, pleased with how everybody's working together.
Has anything changed? Because last I knew, like Montrose Delta, that direction, they haven't done anything other than stay safe out there.
Montrose closed schools today.
They did?
I know that before my wife.
Other thing that has happened, I sent you the information, the legislature is adjourned.
It's unusual.
The second thing is for Pitkin, Eagle, and Gunnison County, there's no more electrical or plumbing inspections.
You can get away with a lot right now.
Yeah.
So, in other places, there's less going on.
Eagle has gotten acute in the last 24 hours. That's exactly what we want to avoid.
Go ahead.
Just for everybody's knowledge, I'd like to mention that I'm working with the PIO, to implement a process through which we can translate all human health service communications. Mallory and I were on a call this morning to me personally give guidance to implement the process. I do this for my job, so it's been really helpful. We've got a great pool of resources in the community, and I think our Spanish-speaking community needs to be aware of what's happening. I set forth the goal in an ideal scenario that by end of the week or so we can get English and Spanish communications out. At this time we're working to simply get it translated as quickly as possible, but that is in the works.
Good job.
Thanks.
Maybe we should do this more often, just three cops sitting on a corner.
I'm happy. I was riding my bike.
They had some good jokes an hour ago.
I was riding my bike to work, and there was nobody in line yet. And I was like, man, I bet coming to this meeting, it's going to be people around the corner, and I'm glad.
And we had an influx.
I think the call center's done a good job of screening people.
I'm going to be a smart aleck and say I'm going to go commit crime elsewhere.
Or has there been any decision yet on prioritizing critical personnel on any testing, since testing is not generally available?
I wish I could give you good information on that. This is definitely a national issue. So, we don't have enough tests. There's 50 more coming in on Thursday, you heard Dr. Hogan. The good thing is that we've created a protocol that, again, is being shared across the state. It's getting pretty darn good at predicting, so they're having to make those tough decisions of, sorry, you don't get a test. We think you got it. Go home. Quarantine yourself. So that's still happening.
But if you're talking about with emergency services or those individuals knowing exactly what they have, maybe even though they don't quite meet the priorities, is that are basically
I can't answer that.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying that's a question that
we've had a close look at dispatch with one individual there, and I don't know if she got a test or not.
They tried to put a janitor on the top of the list that didn't meet anything, and they refused her, and she was going down. But they tried to do that at the county level.
I think it's...
They're not going to waste a test.
It's that significant that they're only giving it to people that truly are at risk and have the symptoms.
Right.
So
I hope smart.
Nationally, statewide, we can do something to start producing them faster.
By the time they do that, we'll be...
Yeah, right.
Anyway, anything else for the
no.
good of the order today? Until next time, we are adjourned.
Thank you. We'll see you next Friday.
This Friday. And you're setting it at 2:30?
2:30, and I'm just thinking we could do two things at once. We could just listen to the daily briefing, and then that could be the first item of business, and then go straight into two resolutions. That sounds okay.